get this started.
All right, I'd like to welcome everybody to the August 18th regular meeting of the Marysville Board of Education and call it to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith is absent. Ms. Devine?
Here.
And next, if everyone will stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And now I need a motion to approve our agenda for our meeting tonight. Motion by Mrs. Powers, do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Savage. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Motion carries. And now we have an excellent presentation of the Certificate of Congratulations for earning the 2015-16 Certified Performance Award.
So, as you know, this will be our second year of honoring high quality performance in the classroom through a rubric that's established and a committee that overlooks teacher work that's submitted as excellent work. And then tonight we have five recipients for this year. I think Jonathan's going to take that over. He is part of that committee as well.
Thank you, Ms. Vegas. We'd like to say congratulations. Just take it, come on up when your name is mentioned. And a big honor, a big congratulations for earning 2015-16 Classroom Performance Award. Sherry Bowserman.
If you would, please stay up here too, Sherry, because we're going to want to congratulate you all too.
Okay. I just got to go down the
line. Oh, well, no, you know what? That's fine too. You want to do that? Sure.
Thank you.
Sherry is a teacher at Mill Valley.
Congratulations.
Ian Ministo. I don't think Ian is here with us tonight, but Ia is a Japanese teacher at Marysville High School. Emily Latham. Emily is a teacher at Creekview Intermediate School.
Thank you.
Congratulations on
that. Thanks.
James Dupree. James is a teacher for us at Mill Valley Elementary as well.
Thank you.
Also representing Mill Valley, Lisa Melish.
It's okay, we'll get you later.
I'm sorry. We don't have our normal. Normally, he takes the pictures, and I take the pictures. So. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate all the effort that you've put into getting the certificate, but more importantly, what that means in your classroom for your students. So we appreciate it very much.
We have a couple repeaters, right?
Yes, I think Ms. Melish and Ms. Bowserman.
Yes.
We'd like to point out that this is our second grade team this year.
Woo! All right! Yeah!
Just threw that in there, yeah. So we're like, and, yeah.
Part of the Classroom Performance Award, it really captures our mission of innovate, collaborate, and inspire. So that really came out strong.
Congratulations.
Wonderful.
Maybe we need to send some kids back to second grade.
They might not fit in the seats.
Okay. Next, is there any public participation?
It's not our normal setup, so
okay,
sorry
if I'm over here.
Sure.
Okay. My voice carries.
And you are you familiar with our public participation policy? You have about 3 minutes to address us, and it's not a conversational type thing.
Right.
It's, you know, so yes, and I think we need to state your name and your address.
Okay, well, let me get this started first.
Sure.
So I'm not using up my time for that. My name is Robin Jasper. I've lived in the actually next week I'll be here 19 years. My son just graduated with the class of 2016. And got him moved in tier free on Tuesday. He is at cross country camp as we speak doing boot camp. I'm here today to talk about the conditions of the track and field surface. As you can see from the pictures there that I took at my with all my own time and printed out on my own expense, this is the fifth time I've appeared in front of the school district or have communicated with the school district in the past 6 years about the condition of the track. At this point, I'm very frustrated by the lack of action on getting these surfaces at least patched till they are a runnable surface. As you may know, the track and field team serves actually four teams. They serve the high school boys and girls track team, as well as the Bunsell boys and girls track team. Last year, there were 150 athletes at the high school in track and field, and last year at Bunsell, there were 120. So they are there for practices and all meets. It gets a lot of usage. So that is 270 athletes during season are on that track surface, as well as it is open to the community 24/7 for a running or walking surface. Just a month ago, the school district recognized the accomplishments of the track and field team. We had, over the past few years, we've had more and more athletes qualify for the state track meet, and for the first time in a few decades, the boys' track team was the 2016 OCC champions. This does not come out of the blue. It is many years of building on the Bunsell prep track program, the hard work that the coaches also volunteer their time during winter and started an indoor track and field club in order to prepare them for the track season. I'm dismayed because the conditions of the track surface, it is not even a track surface at this point. I counted 280 places where the track surface is not just worn away, it is completely delaminated from the asphalt surface. So they are not running on a track surface, they are running on asphalt. If you go to the track, in most areas, except for where the lane lines are, it is only one or two granules deep of it. They are running on asphalt, not a track surface. As you see on the first page, that leads to shin splints, which leads to stress fractures. Our amount of shin splints and stress fractures has increased dramatically over the past 3 years due to the hard surface on it. The information I provide is not from WebMD, is the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the National Association for Athletic Trainers. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. Also looking at the strategic plan, it talks about the health and safety of students are a priority for this district. That track surface is just not an injury prevention issue. It is creating injury to athletes, particularly the distance runners. They put in an average of several miles each day during track and field season for practice, not to mention the trip hazard that occurs with the 100 meter, the 4x1, the 4x2, when they are rounding those turns, and you can see all of those turns are the worst way of the delamination of it. Several years ago, the school district had on their website, it's no longer posted there, but I'm sure it's there somewhere, the 10-year permanent improvement plan and the replacement of the track and also the tennis surface are there. But it's been several years into that 10-year plan. There's nothing on the calendar about requests for bids to have this track replaced. It needs to be done. And that is where my frustration is coming in. I've heard, we know about it, we're aware it needs to be replaced, we don't have the money, we don't have this. So my frustration is, out of concern for the health and welfare of these athletes, 270 of them, 5 days a week on that surface, we are creating injury. So it needs patched. And I strongly feel that this money needs to be allocated from the district. Facilities and permanent improvement is a responsibility of the district, not the Monarch Athletic Association, not the track booster, and I've been the track and field rep for the past 6 years at Bunsell and at the high school. We have upped our game and have taken on financial responsibility for uniforming for all of these sports now. The Monarch Athletic Association also contributes $10,000 to the athletic department budget due to the dramatic cuts that the athletic department is even able to give to the individual sports. 6 years ago, high school track and field received $3,000. Last year, it was $600. Now we're told, well, we'll give you a bucket of patch, which one bucket of that, I know it's expensive, but won't even begin to do one area of that. So I'm asking for this district, either from your permanent improvement, facilities management, or to transfer additional money to the athletic department so that this fall, that surface can be patched adequately, all of the missing places. That's a short-term solution. I don't want to say the replacement is a long-term solution because it is not a long-term plan. It needs to be done quickly. We're not asking for a facility that wins regional awards for outstanding facility, and I know the Diamond Club has contributed some of that, but this is also district money that helps supplement their facility. Where is the equity for track? We're not asking for Oregon State University level. We just don't want holes in the track and for our kids not to be running on asphalt. So I'm going to follow this up with an email to all of you because I want an answer. It's been 6 years. I feel I've been put off. I was going to say, I don't have a dog in the fight. My son's graduated. I'm not in boosters. But you know what? I do have a dog in the fight because I'm a taxpayer in this community. So, and members of the school district ran on a platform of not cutting athletics. I'm asking the school board to fund it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Grace.
And I know we do have a plan, so we can discuss, we can talk about the timing and when things are scheduled to be done. And
yeah.
Get off. Yes. Okay, great. Thank you very much. All right.
Jasper, I'm going to be a follower of the next week.
Okay. And again, I don't want to short the AD budget because I'll just short other sports who are barely getting funding now. Mm-hmm. I want it to come from the district because it's the district's responsibility.
What was the newspaper picture you were holding out?
It was that the baseball field is winning a best facility in the upper Midwest.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Next, we have our superintendent's report. Ms. Megan.
Okay, so obviously very busy week. Luck was not on our side. A little rain on new bus routes, but we survived. Staggered start has happened throughout the week, and the first day for all students is tomorrow. So I would expect lots of bright and shining faces. Elementaries have seemed pretty empty when I've been walking through this week, so tomorrow will be good to have all the students in place. We had convocation last week. I felt like things kicked off with lots of enthusiasm. Certainly we kicked that off for breakfast with the staff and had a very packed cafeteria at the high school, as well as we did kind of a entering our fifth year together, or my fifth year in the district, kind of a year in, 5 year in review, 4 year in review, I guess would be accurate. Which we'll plan on sharing in the next couple months with the board as we look at personalized learning and that whole piece develops. So excited to share. And thanks, several of you were able to come in the morning and have breakfast with us, and I know the staff appreciates that as well. Saturday, we are preparing for our Japanese exchange. So students, if you remember, our students went to Japan last year. This year, students from Japan are headed our way. They are actually arriving, I believe, Friday night. We're doing an opening ceremony at the Heritage Center. They'll be visiting Bunzel Middle School, the high school, the STEM school, going to the zoo, several local attractions. So definitely would encourage you to come to any of those opening ceremonies. You're more than welcome to come to if you would like to welcome them as well.
When is the opening ceremony?
10 to 12 at the Heritage Center, the Haunted Heritage Center,
tomorrow.
Saturday morning. And then, actually, Nan just mentioned that she's attending an ESSA input session. Those are kind of popping up regionally from some of the committees that I sit on. They're actually looking for ways to kind of redo the system and interested in different groups' input into making the new system for Ohio. So I think it's a great opportunity to share some of the depth of accountability and understanding of accountability for our community and keeping things simple. So look for those opportunities coming up. If you want to meet or need more information, I'm happy to meet with you. Jonathan's happy to meet with you. Really, there have been no final decisions at this point, so they are in that kind of seek and find information stage right now. So would encourage you to do that. Our teachers as well to speak out. There will be different forums as well for that. Wanted to give you a quick parking update. Construction is finally underway. You will see areas fenced off, including the main gate of the football stadium. We have communicated with students at the early college building for there's only about 40 spots left available for parking. So those students have been who don't make the first 40 spots, I guess you would say, are going to be parking at the baseball stadium, as well as we've talked to the city about using Schwarzkopf Park. That's actually probably a safer route, if you will, or I believe kids will take the path of least resistance, mm-hmm. even though we have asked them to take the track around to the building. I believe that I know kids well enough that they're going to try to come right down Amory Mill, which is what we mm-hmm. don't want. So actually, if they parked at the public park, it's a safer route in. So students and parents have been informed of that. And then if you've looked at the facility at all, when you pull in that main, the new driveway, everything to the right of that driveway is considered phase one. Everything to the left is phase two. So everything to the right is the underground drainage, the new parking lot area up by the stadium more. That entire area, the projected completion date is the end of October-ish. So in between the 15th to the 30th of October. Then they will start on the left-hand side, which I would kind of call the transportation area, including the fuel depot, the storage unit that's added on to the maintenance, which will take care of everything that's on the tennis courts, and start to do that area as well. So that kind of gives you a rough idea. They have not given us a completion date for that. I imagine it's pretty dependent on the phase one completion. And that's all I have.
Okay. Any questions, anybody? Nope. All right, treasurer's report.
Well, since we just started the fiscal year, not a whole lot out of the ordinary on the cash flow. I think I did mention last year that our college credit plus expenses for fiscal 16 did not get billed in 16, so that led to a savings, but it really is just going to come down to a matter of timing because those bills actually started coming in August. And I think the way it's going to happen, we're going to get billed for 16 and 17 during this fiscal year. So the savings that we realized in 16 will really end up putting us over budget in 17. Mm-hmm. So that will impact the October forecast. On the funding side, this fiscal year 17 is starting the second year of the biennial budget. So the state funding is really, we're getting the similar increase to what we got last year. The cap is increasing by 7.5%. So we're going to get an increase in foundation funding of a little over $1.8 million. So nice increase in state funding for this year. What we don't know is what we get next year. So that'll be definitely be watching that, the next state biennial budget and what they do to the cap, assuming that they don't totally blow up the formula again. But again, like to point out that even with that large increase in state funding, we're still not collecting what the state formula says we should collect. We're still over $1.4 million less than what the state formula says we should collect in state funding. So still room that we should be getting more money. The other piece of that state funding information is the TPP reimbursement. So, again, with the second year of the biennial budget, the TPP reimbursement, we're going to get a reduction of $750,000 this year, so that's still going down. Senate Bill 208 will take effect starting next year, so that Senate Bill 208 decreased the impact of the phase-out. So starting next year, that phase-out will go from $750,000 down to $450,000, so a little bit of relief, but that money is still slowly going away. And the only other thing I wanted to mention was that Monday, earlier this week, we had our booster/PTO best practices meeting. It was well attended. I think we probably had 10 or 12 participants there from multiple different boosters and PTOs. A lot of good questions asked, and I think it's very beneficial.
Any questions, Todd? Okay. Next up, let's see, my report. Also wanted to say, talk about convocation, what a nice program it was, and I really appreciated your four-year look back. I think it was nice for those who weren't able to make it. She kind of highlighted back when you first came to the district, and she shared her reflections, her perceptions as a new superintendent of what the strengths and weaknesses of the district were, and the whole presentation highlighted how we have how we've been addressing all of those issues, concerns, weaknesses, and it's really pretty impressive to see the direction that we're moving in just 4 short years. And I know it's been a really collaborative effort with everybody in the district. And thank you for your leadership. Let's see. And, okay, I know, Nan, you just said you're going to be going to the ESSA webinar, and there's also a Central Region Legislative Open House. I didn't know if Brian, if you are attending that as part of that committee or not. It's kind of, they're hosting regional legislative open houses, and so our region, the Central Region, is going to be on August 23rd in Shelby, Ohio at 6:30, and you just need to RSVP by the 21st, so I think we got an email about that one. If anybody's, Dick's out of, he's on vacation right
August
now.
August 23rd.
August 23rd in Shelby.
Where's Shelby?
Oh, I think it's maybe about an hour or so away. I've been there one time, but it was a long time ago, so I can't remember where it is.
I know what you're talking about. I just have to figure out if I'm going
to
go or not.
Right. Okay. And they're nice to... It's nice to go to things like that and kind of see what's out there on the legislative horizon. I was able to attend a little bit of that booster meeting that was hosted by Todd, and it really is nice to, there's some great questions, and I think, again, boosters, they are their own organizations, but it's a nice gesture to try and provide training for them and work together as a team, because a lot of people, kind of look at the booster groups as part of the district, and they're really not. So we want to make sure they're doing the right things and we're all on the same page. I attended a chamber board meeting this morning and thought it was kind of interesting that Terry Emery from the city mentioned that the city council is going to be voting on an option to purchase about 200 acres behind Sumitomo and Mororiku and Dixon, which is out there on Industrial Parkway, to create a 33 Innovation Park. Kind of a 10-year project, but I thought it fits in well with how we're training our students here. So just kind of exciting to see some things like that happening. And then also I know Amanda Morris sent an email to Diane and Jonathan about some bicentennial celebrations coming up in a couple of years, and Amanda was really excited about trying to partner with our staff and students in this whole project. And again, she goes, I know it's a couple years away. I think it's 2019 and 2020, but everybody knows how fast time flies, so it's never too early to start planning for that. Also, as a board, we're a little behind on doing some review of our goals and work plan, and so I would like to schedule a work session probably in early September. So if you will... I know you're going to be on vacation at the end of August, so again, I'll be sending out an email. If you can try and look at your calendars, see what dates won't work, and then if anybody has a preference, you prefer to do it like late afternoon, during the week, or Saturday. I'm guessing probably late afternoon during the week, instead of using the weekends. So just be looking at your calendars, and I'll send out an email, and we'll start getting that figured out. So part of that, we're going to be reviewing our goals and work plan. The other thing is our building liaison program right here. That was something that we had talked about at our work session, so since we're a little bit behind, I went ahead and printed off what our assignments have been. And Nan, I've kind of assigned some buildings to you, and... So again, this is something, look this over, and if you need to change anything, let me know. Otherwise, if you like your assignments, then you can start contacting the building principals and visiting. And Nan, as a new board member, a lot of times you go there and just kind of maybe talk about the goals in the building, find out when some of their special events are going to be. A lot of times they will walk you around and let you visit some of the classrooms and see the instruction in progress. And you're welcome to volunteer in the building, too, if you like. So it's kind of a...
Always looking for volunteers, aren't we?
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah, it's just nice to get out there and see all the great things that are happening in our district. So, again,
Is there anything that you'd like us maybe to do differently with that this year?
I would say everyone is working on some aspect of personalized learning and making, creating student-centered classrooms. So those would be questions that I would definitely talk about, some of the things they're working on this year, kind of the growth mindset piece. Everyone's kind of at a different place, so I wouldn't expect everyone to be at the same spot, but it's definitely the focus for the year. So, and more years coming up.
Right.
It won't be a one-year deal. Personalized learning and growth mindset.
Good question.
Well, last year I really got a lot out of it, and I'm wondering if the teachers also appreciate when we visit, because sometimes we sit down with the principal and just chat for 45 minutes, and that gives a good idea of how things are going. But other times we've kind of gone around and greeted the teachers, and that's a whole different thing. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think they like, I always find out when I go to building meetings that you've been there. So that tells me they notice and they appreciate having your support and that you're learning about what they're doing. I mean, it's a great time to kind of take a moment to celebrate the great practices that they're doing and things that are happening in the classroom.
Okay, that's the last thing.
Is that fair?
Yeah. We love to have you in our rooms. We love it when you show up. It's nice that the kids see your faces. Definitely come. Okay. We might give you a job.
We're not allowed to be paid for it.
She's not talking about a paid job, right? An assignment or a chore, right?
Go on election day, I swear.
Every year we do a election, a candy bar election.
Oh.
The kids vote. So
I get
you
to
come on voting day.
Like on their on their favorite candy bar?
Yes.
Okay.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah. So that's, you know, kind of a nice reminder to check and see if they have any special things going on. A lot of, like, assemblies in the elementary buildings or the pre-Q, they have their pride days.
Okay.
So it's fun to attend those.
I want to go on candy bar day.
I know, yeah.
You can take care of the losers.
Yeah. Last thing I want to talk about is just talking about resuming our community coffees. So the school year has started back up, and I think somebody actually called the board office and wondered if we were going to be starting them. So I thought, well, that's nice. Somebody's actually anxious to get those going again. So I've asked Nan if she would be willing to coordinate that, and she has accepted the challenge.
Yes.
So she'll just, I think if everybody's okay, kind of sticking with that same schedule of the Saturday before our board meeting. We've been holding them at Fifth Street Cafe. I think that's worked out nicely. And then the only other thing was that we did have one in the summer at the Brookdale Assisted Living Facility. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was nice. There were, I think, four to six people who attended that one. And it was good to get some information with them as well. So,
okay.
So Nan will kind of confirm dates and then find out who is available to cover them, mm-hmm. up to two.
We can post them on the website?
Yes, that's, okay. Yep, in the past we did. I mean, we posted the dates and the location and just said that one or two board members would be there to meet with them. And that's it for me. Next up, we have our High Point report. Mr. Chippington.
Good evening.
Hi there.
Everybody again. Welcome again.
Hey.
Kind of a light agenda last month for a High Point, but a couple of notable points. You may remember we refreshed our logo and branding activity, and so all of the painting is done on campus, and we now have an electronic sign out front, so it's really, really kind of special. The public can see the activities going on, and it's really nice and big, so if you have a chance, you might want to drive by there and take a look at it if you're in your area. As of last month, we had a couple positions left to fill for instructors or faculty members, and as of today, those are all complete. So we have a full staff of instructors going into the year. One notable item, we ask several of the High Point students to come to the Honda plant and be recognized by our leadership team. And we gave them a plant tour, and so there were several students from Marysville. And I believe J.J. Martin's students from the supply chain management, two of the national winners were there. So our leadership team had an opportunity to meet them and talk to J.J. Martin in particular. And we had some purchasing people there. And so that was a nice event. We had lunch with them, and they had a plant tour. So I think that was well received. And Mr. Rick, Dr. Smith would like to do that again. Potentially this fall. So kind of a nice event and an opportunity to share with the students what are some job opportunities out there and what manufacturing is about. Looking at some approval of some professional development, the Marysville instructor, Amy Wagner, we approved her to go to a conference this fall. And that'll be in Detroit, Michigan. Also, Deb Wortman, the satellite director, is making her rounds, doing her audits and checks and looking at new programs and trying to ensure experiential learning opportunities for all the programs. We did approve employment for a new health instructor, Kara Ramsey. You may know, has officially been employed as of August 1st, and so we approved that. Our enrollment this coming year is expected to be over 4,000 students, so a couple hundred students more than last year. So we're excited about that. And our next meeting will be Wednesday. So, kind of a light schedule, but a couple notable points for Mary. Thank you.
And Doug, I know you had talked about maybe setting up some time to do a visit with at the Early College High School or something like that.
Yeah.
I think we're going to maybe work on that this fall.
Okay,
I
great.
Think. So,
we'd love to do that.
So, okay.
Actually, there's through osmosis, I was there today.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah,
good.
So I'm okay. Slowly getting involved here, but I would love to do a little more in-depth tour.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. We'll get that scheduled.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Smith is not here, so I do not think we have a legislative report. And next up, Ms. Powers, Safety and Drug Committee.
Okay, we had a board meeting this past Tuesday. The youth-to-youth grant has already been issued, so we'll be starting a program at the high school this year. The youth-to-youth will. Christopher Craig will be the new advisor. They are also going to continue above the influence posters. Okay. This year, so this was just a huge hit. So they are going to continue those as well. We've got that on the agenda. Our next meeting is going to be October 18th, where we're going to be going over our youth risk behavior survey. Also learned that the marijuana use situation will become real in about 18 months. So we're about 18 months out of seeing the edibles and all of that to be put in place. So that is in progress, and we just keep going over that. We're examining state shop laws for the tobacco-related, oriented business for retailers. We're exploring ordinances regarding zoning and advertising for the paraphernalia, so there's a lot going on with that. So each week, we just keep checking on stuff on the legalization end of it. And so about 18 months, we'll start to realize, and the kids, you know, at that point, they're going to have access to this stuff. So that is about it. I was told by Holly, if we would like her to come and present any updates in, you know, detail, we can also set aside some time. And they will come, Brenda and her.
Okay.
So if we want to do that.
Okay. I just kind of on a related note here, I get some updates from a state impact site, thanks to Mr. Kuchetsky there. But they just, there was just one on there dated Thursday, August 11th, saying that the state legislative, education, and health leaders are part of a coalition that is looking at how to put in place a new drug abuse prevention strategy in Ohio schools. You know, and I don't know what all the details are there. My concern when I read this is how much duplication of effort. I mean, you know, it's like here they're making this comment sounding like, well, we need to start working on this, and we've been working on it for several years. So I've just printed it off. I was going to, you know, I don't know if you want to share it with Holly. I just
want to
make sure
that
they know, you know, we've got things going on there, and you know, hopefully that there's not some kind of legislation coming down that, you know, kind of after the fact. So anyways, that's just a little heads up there. Okay. Any other questions? Next up, we need a motion to approve our minutes from the July 21st meeting. I'll make that motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Brian, I think you got it. Yeah, it was close. We're giving it to Brian. I know, yeah, just by nose there. How about a roll call?
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next up, we need a motion to approve Dick Smith as the delegate appointment for the November 2016 Annual Business Ohio School Boards Association meeting. So, yes, I will entertain a motion for that. So moved by Ms. Savage.
Second
by Mrs. Powers. Again, for Nan, since you haven't been to that, as part of the Capitol Conference every year, they update the legislative platform of Ohio School Boards Association, and they assign, there's a board member from each school board that attends that is supposed to go to that meeting and vote on the new legislative platform. So Dick is going to be our delegate.
He's aware of that, right?
Yes, okay. Yes, I did talk to him about it. He's willing to be the delegate. Any questions from anybody? Okay, roll call.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. And next, we need a motion to approve somebody as the alternate delegate. So in case Dick is not able to attend that meeting, somebody needs to fill in as that alternate. So I didn't put a name in. Is there anybody who's interested? I mean, I'm willing to be the alternate if no one else is available or interested.
I'm willing to be the alternate if someone else doesn't want it.
Okay. Yeah, I think it would be fun to be with often. It's kind of interesting to attend that meeting and kind of listen to the business at hand. So in that case, I will make a motion that we approve Nan Savage as the alternate delegate.
Okay.
Second by Ms. Powers. Roll call.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. And finally, for the Board of Education items, we need a motion to approve the resolution for travel related to official duties while serving OSBA. And this is for Brian's service on the Central Region Committee of OSBA. So motion by Mrs. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Luke.
So this committee is the Central Region Executive Committee, and when we go to these meetings, we're allowed to submit a form for our mileage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some reason, they need us to approve this resolution to reimburse us going forward. Mm-hmm. And I find the meetings very useful. It's like some of the most informed people about education in this state. So I get a lot out of these meetings, and I think this is just essentially a formality because they've always been giving the reimbursements before.
Okay. And I appreciate, you know, the information that you bring back for our board, too, you know, just the education that you're receiving. So, roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, we need a motion to approve the treasure items. I'll make that motion. We have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Any comments?
Not much out of the ordinary for the treasure items. The only thing I would point out is in the appropriations, there's an additional grant in there. So it's a food service grant. So just, you know, good work to our food service department, you know, trying to get that additional funds.
Okay, nice. All right. Any questions? Roll call.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we need a motion to approve the superintendent items.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Luke.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage.
So we have quite a list.
Yes, we do.
So we'll start right up there at the top.
Okay.
So we have a reduction in force of a non-teaching staff person. So it's a van driver. Our needs have shifted with special education service, so there's no longer a need for that position. So that person is not qualified for other positions in the transportation department, so it's a reduction of force on that account. We have volunteers. As always, a healthy list of volunteers. We have second reads of some policies. We also have some trips on as well. If you remember, we had some questions about the softball trip last year. This is exactly the same as last year, and the baseball trip as well are both on there for the spring time.
Okay. And let's see what else. Our bus. Oh, I know. All the bus stops are
all
on
the
there.
Bus stops
yes,
are on.
1,189. Because at least that's what the report said. I didn't count them.
I'd be worried about you if you did.
Yeah.
Right. We have our bids on for new school buses.
Right.
That's part of our rotation through our permanent improvement funds as well.
And that one, we participate in a group and kind of a consortium for those
correct.
New buses, right? For better pricing.
Mm-hmm. Are there any issues about any of these trips?
No.
They're all trips that have happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I, for the policies, you know, hopefully everybody has reviewed those. I mean, the majority of them are all required policies, but I know the committee really spends a lot of time reviewing those and asking good questions. So I appreciate all the work done there.
Certainly, the guidance policy is probably the one that's hitting the quickest. So guidance
right.
counselor evaluation to start to move towards something similar to the OTES process
right.
that teachers have.
Right.
Our principals have all been trained in that already as well for the summer.
Okay, good, good.
And yeah, any other policies you wanted to highlight? That are,
yeah, we highlighted some last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, I don't think there were any.
There was some on like medications,
mm-hmm.
vaccinations.
Give us in the right spot. There are new vaccination laws. Who can handle the medication?
Right.
We had college credit plus.
Right.
Some policy regards to the Central Ohio Youth Center facility, having to provide
yes.
IT services.
Right.
Even if they're not from our district, but then we go back to that district in order to regain that
right. Right. And a very lengthy list of volunteers.
That's right.
It's always nice to see. We appreciate those, right? Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? If not, a roll call, please.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Okay, now we are at the point where I would entertain any comments and or questions from board members. So, Amy, would start down there with you.
So, just looking forward to a new year
mm-hmm.
And exciting stuff. And I want to just thank all the teachers here that got the awards. It's really nice knowing that you're going extra step to provide everything for the kids.
So,
mm-hmm.
So I want to say thank you for the conversation. Giving me a chance to realize just how many employees the district has, a little bit surprising. I thought I knew a lot of people, but I met tons more
yeah.
at the convocation, so I appreciate that. And I want to say thank you for being so welcoming and being patient with me. I've been trying to ask everyone 1,000 questions to be up this week, so I really appreciate that.
Well, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
to all the teachers, but especially the ones who are recognized tonight. And I, you know, for me, the new school year is about getting the building liaison program going again and the coffees, and it's exciting. It was fun seeing all the parents post pictures of their kids going to the first day of school on Facebook, and I wanted to take a picture of myself in my bathrobe at like 10 in the morning. That's how I do. So that is exciting for a new year. And, I wanted to mention, this is not directly relevant to this district, but I have a new educator in the family. My son started his first teaching position yesterday.
Oh, wow.
He's a new choir director in Valparaiso, Indiana at the high school and the junior high.
So
I got a lot of calls from him when he was interviewing. It was kind of fun. So looking forward to a new year.
Okay. Comments, Todd?
Nothing to add.
Okay. We're just ready for everybody to be here tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's an exciting time.
I know, yeah. I mean, I'm excited too. I like, just this focus on technology and personalized learning. Again, it's just, there's so much excitement in the year. I just love this time of year. So, look forward to seeing everybody. Yeah. With that, we now are going to just have a short executive session. So I'll need a motion to go into executive session to consider the contract of a public employee.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. So we are going into executive